Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Good morning, Jesus 911, Virgin Most Powerful Radio. My name is Ruben Nava, my partner Jesse Romero. We are a two-man car. We're 10-8, going to give you some Catholic intel and some Catholic briefing to help you form your conscience, help you to learn what the Catholic Church teaches and how we can grow in holiness. Jesse, good morning. How are you doing?
Reporting for duty, sir. 10-8 and 10-8 for Jesus, 10-8 for Our Lady. And, Ruben, let's start off with Archbishop Vigano's prayer to start off the show.
That's right. This was composed by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, and it was written for the United States, for the president, and for all of us, all our leaders out here. So, Almighty and Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. All right. Almighty and eternal God, King of kings and Lord of lords, graciously turn your gaze to us who invoke you with confidence. Bless us, citizens of the United States. Grant peace and prosperity to our nation. Illuminate those who govern us so that they may commit themselves to the common good and respect for your holy law. Protect those who, defending in the inviolable principles of the natural law and your commandments, must face the repeated assaults of the enemy of the human race. Keep in the hearts of your children courage for the truth, love for virtue, and perseverance in the midst of trials. Make our families grow in the example that our Lord has given us, together with His Most Holy Mother and Saint Joseph in the home of Nazareth. Give to our fathers and mothers the gift of strength to educate wisely the children with which they have been blessed. Give courage to those who in spiritual combat fight the good fight as soldiers of Christ against the furious forces of the children of darkness. Keep each one of us, O Lord, in your most sacred heart, and above all, He whom your providence has placed at the head of our nation. Bless the President of the United States of America so that, aware of his responsibility and his duties, he may be a knight of justice, a defender of the oppressed, a firm bulwark against your enemies, and a proud supporter of the children of light. Place the United States of America and the whole world under the mantle of the Queen of Victories, our unconquered leader in battle, the Immaculate Conception. Amen. It is thanks to her and through your mercy that the hymn of praise rises to you, O Lord, from the children whom you have redeemed in the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesse, what a beautiful prayer, and that just encompasses everything that we're up against. This is a spiritual battle. I applaud Archbishop Vigano for writing that.
He's got a great theological mind. Everything I read about him, Ruben, it just sounds like you're reading. Just an old papal encyclical, one of the early church fathers, one of the saints. He's just got a great theological mind for orthodoxy and for truth.
That's right.
Which brings us, by the way, every 4 years that elections are coming up, we have fake Catholics teaming up with fake news to mislead Catholic voters. And surprise, surprise, we got another fake Catholic organization. They're called Network. It says on their website, they are advocates for justice inspired by Catholic sisters. Let me read to you what it says, and we'll make some comments on this fake Catholic organization trying to team up with fake news to try to orchestrate the elections towards the social justice candidate.
That's right.
One of the nuns was there at the DNC. Her name's Sister Simone. It says, it says here on their website, Catholics cannot vote for Donald Trump. Sister Simone, a habitless nun. And by the way, when a nun takes off the habit, their orthodoxy goes out the window. I'm just going to put that out there. She says, in this time of crisis, we're called to speak clearly. Catholics cannot support President Trump and be true to their Catholic faith. Wrong, sister, you're wrong. Here's what it says. In its almost 50-year history, Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice has never advised its members who to vote for or against. We've always encouraged members to get involved in politics, spoken about the issues, compared candidates, and equipped our members with resources to choose elected officials who support the common good. And we will do that. But this year's election is different. Catholics cannot be true to their faith and vote for Donald Trump in November. The article says, Pope Francis and Catholic teaching are clear about the sacred issues that voters must bring with them into the voting booth. Catholics are called to defend, promote, and protect the sacredness of human life in every way. And to do that, we must support candidates who will protect people in poverty, the elderly, the migrants, and reject racism. So it's funny the way she completely omitted abortion,
right,
which even Pope Francis said it's the preeminent issue. Even the USCCB
yes.
took a vote on it, said it's the preeminent issue. And the article says, to be true to this holy call, we cannot be single-issue voters. Wrong, sister. I'll give you an example of that. It says, faithful Catholics are multi-issue voters. Prayerful consideration of the candidates for president makes it clear that Catholics cannot vote for Donald Trump. Hey, let me tell you where she's wrong, Ruben. Yes, you can be a single-issue voter.
Yeah.
Why? Let me give you an example. Let's take slavery, for example. Let's say you were living back in 1860 when the Republican candidate, Abraham Lincoln, was running against the Democrat candidate, Stephen Douglas. And you heard both of them debate back on November 6, 1860. And Abraham Lincoln was trying to free the slaves. And Stephen Douglas, a Democrat, was saying, no, we've got to continue with slavery. That's a time-honored institution. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, if I was there watching them both debate, and if I had a Catholic formed conscience, I'd say, I'm voting for Lincoln. I may agree with Stephen Douglas on other issues, but boy, oh boy, is he wrong on that issue. And that's enough for me not to make him electable. That's enough for me to omit my Catholic vote. And so again, on the issue of slavery in 1860, I would have been a single issue voter if I would have agreed with Stephen Douglas on every other issue. But for that, Ruben, what do you say?
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, the USCCB already, they commented on this. They have a document I had pulled up on the pro-choice position on abortion. And he talks about social sin and that a social sin is every sin against the rights of the human person, beginning with the right to life, right? The right to life, because, you know, social justice begins in the womb. Civil rights
Amen.
Begins in the womb. Human life begins in the womb. If we have no life, you know, through abortion, then all the talk about this social justice and civil rights
means nothing.
It's a moot point. Yes. So, yes, there is a hierarchy of issues, and life trumps poverty, elderly, immigration. It just does. So although I'm not a one issue voter, I could very well be, you know, and
yeah.
You know, the other thing that the document says, the USCCB document says, is it is true that it is not the task of the law to choose between points of view or to impose one rather than another. But the life of the child takes precedence over all opinions. One cannot invoke freedom of thought to destroy this life. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And Ruben, the article says Network Lobby has a lot planned for the next 85 days, including bringing people together for the virtual Nuns on the Bus Tour. All habitless liberal nuns, by the way.
Jeez.
Publishing a multi-issue candidate comparison scorecard and launching a new Pope Francis voter guide website. The faithful way forward is to elect new leadership for our nation's highest office. That's what these people say, these habitless nuns. Catholics must show the country that they do not support this president and his policies of hate and division. Okay, again, I don't trust a habitless nun. They're all modernists, by the way, these nuns on a bus tour. All modernists.
Are they wearing pantsuits or mini falda?
Pantsuits. They're all pantsuit nuns. And the devil has used modernism and the fallen nature of Catholics, even nuns, to make us believe that the corporal works of mercy are ahead of the spiritual works of mercy. Wrong.
Right.
The spiritual works of mercy come first. They're established by our Lord Jesus Christ. And then come the corporal works of mercy. In other words, the salvation of the soul, the spiritual works of mercy, like stopping abortion,
right,
is more important than the salvation of the body or environment, which are the corporal works of mercy. These nuns just do not know Catholic teaching. They don't realize that there's a hierarchy of truths. Ruben?
Yep. They've lost their...
They've lost their supernatural faith. Just put it that way.
They
got a natural faith. Let's take care of the environment. Let's take care of the poor. That's a natural, horizontal faith. They've lost their supernatural faith.
Yeah. And they quote, you know, they cite Pope Francis, you know, maybe. So at any other point in history, Jess, if you're going to cite a pope, it would be significant. Yet after all the things the Holy Father has said in his pontificate that leave you scratching your head, it carries It carries no weight with high information Catholics. You know, the very Pope who wrote, "Praise be to you, my Lord, through our sister Mother Earth, who sustains and governs us in the and produces various fruit and colored flowers and herbs," that from his encyclical Laudato Si.
Laudate Si.
Right. And then,
well, that to me, Ruben, that doesn't comport with prior papal statements.
Yeah, exactly. How about what he said at the Abu Dhabi? You know, the three great Abrahamic religions, the worship complex and the water park, with the words, "God wills the diversity of religions." So, you know,
I've never heard that before from the office of the Pope.
So,
to be honest with you, I haven't.
No. And then there's also it says that the president is racist. You know, they can't cite any evidence that President Trump's racist. In fact, when
they just throw out that label without backing it up.
Yeah, because that's one of those social labels that you don't want to have. You know, it's just like you are a child molester, you know, that. You can't shake that, even if you're not guilty of it. Somebody calls you that, and people start.
They put you on your heels. They put you on the defense.
Yeah,
and they just throw that out there, Ruben, because these guys they're experts at sliming people. That's called the Selinsky method. It's called demonizing your opponent by name calling. That's just a tactic of Alinsky.
So they say he might be a racist because he's an immigration stance, but even Ronald Reagan said a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. Right.
What about Barack Obama? He actually had more people deported than any other president in the White House.
Right. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss the next topic.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. And may God richly bless you and your family.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
We're back, Jesus 911. My niece just sent me a video. She's watching the show on YouTube on the TV, and my little cute niece, Amelia, she goes, "Uncle Ruben," she points to me, and she knows your name too, Jesse. And who's his partner?
Hi, Amelia. How are you?
Jesse. She says, Jesse.
Hi, Amelia. Thank you for watching. Wow, I'm honored.
Yeah. So cute. So, you know, they start young. That's right.
And no, we've got to form them young, Ruben.
Yeah.
We got to form them young to love Jesus, love Our Lady, be Catholic, be bold, be educated, be holy, and realize that the truth will set us free. And that's how we're talking about in this show, Ruben, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We talk about muscular Christianity, but also matters of truth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, Ruben, the last thing I want to mention about the last segment is, again, it was such a powerful statement that you made about social justice begins in the womb. This is a message to Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, everybody on all the Democrats. Social justice begins in the womb because, again, the Declaration of Independence affords us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if Joe Biden and the Democrat Party, if they're pro-abortion, that means they're pro-death. And that means they're against human life at the beginning. So, again, as you said, if they snuff out life at the beginning through legislation, then people are never going to attain liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
And so let's just be honest. And so this is a position that's hypocrisy and it's evil. Joe Biden is pro-abortion. He's pro-death. He's also against religious liberty. He's for socialism. He's just a puppet right now of the socialists and the left. And what does all this bring, Ruben? Abortion, denial of religious liberty. You can't go to mass. You know, wear a mask, social distancing. What does it bring about in our society? Depression, suicide, anxiety, stress. It doesn't bring happiness, that's for sure. Okay, let's move on.
That's right. Well, the next one's not too. The next article is not so much better. Just this one it's titled "Pope Benedict rebuked Pelosi." He told her Catholic legislator obligated to protect life. He told her that she's obligated to protect life. So no Pelosi. There was no Pelosi photo permitted. This was back in 2009. So Vatican City. Nancy Pelosi takes a trip out to the Vatican and you may be seeing Biden's ads on TV now with his visit when he visited Pope Francis and he's getting a lot of mileage with that one. And, you know, he had to have the permission of the Vatican to get that, you know, so either yep. Pope Francis himself or his right hand man to be able to
Secretary of State.
Yeah. So in this case, Nancy was trying to do the same thing, trying to get a photo op with the Pope. And in the Vatican press office, they released this note this morning, and this back in 2009. This is a LifeSite News article detailing part of the conversation which Pope Benedict XVI had with Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Pelosi also released a statement on the meeting which ignored the one and only crucial issue mentioned in the Vatican note. While Pelosi presented the meeting as a fully positive encounter, the Vatican indicated the Pope reminded her of the requirement of Catholic politicians to defend life. Also, contrary to normal protocols for such meetings with dignitaries, no photos of Pelosi with the Pope have been released. That's a slap in the face. So His Holiness, he took the opportunity to speak of the requirements of the natural moral law and the Church's consistent teaching with the dignity of human life from the conception to natural death, which enjoin all Catholics, and especially legislators, jurists, and those responsible for the common good of society, to work in cooperation with all men and women of goodwill in creating a just system of laws capable of protecting human life at all stages of development. So Nancy's people,
yep.
they left that part out.
Yeah, they try to paint that like a rosy meeting of the minds, yep. And it was all hunky-dory, and they just all held hands and sang Kumbaya. No. Pope Benedict, this was by design. He didn't give her a photo op. That's what she wanted. So she could start blasting it over the internet. Look at me and Pope Benedict. We're friends. We're buddies.
Yeah, I'm a good Catholic. Yeah.
Exactly. And Pope Benedict actually, in a nice way, in a very professorial way, I have no doubt, he read her the Riot Act and went right to the heart of the issue about human life. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is what we call Jesus in John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is foundational, essential Christianity, and this is what the Pope was reminding her of. And so she doesn't get her usual photo op, and she was probably embarrassed. She was probably like she was just like she's been embarrassed over this beauty salon episode that she's trying to, you know, she's trying to deflect.
Right.
She was probably so embarrassed at the fact that the Pope didn't give her a photo and that he basically, like a good Pope, like a good father figure, told her about how important it is for politicians, you know, to legislate for in the defense of human life from conception to natural death. And of course, she didn't want to mention any of that. So she just came back and with her own little memorandums and press releases, started telling people about what a great meeting she had. Ruben, she was humiliated. That's what happened in that meeting.
Jess, could you imagine at her exit interview when she's going to meet our Lord and he's going to remind her, hey, do you remember when my vicar of Christ, on February 2009, do you remember when he told you about this little issue about abortion? She can't deny it. She's been told from the highest authority in the church, Jesse. Think about that, you know? It's not like, you know,
chilling.
It's like your godmother said, hey, you know what? I think you should do this. You're not following your Catholic faith. You know, this is the highest authority in the church. And she just ignored it. So she's in, you know, that's deep mortal sin.
I'll be honest. She's in, most of these Catholic Democrat politicians, they're in material heresy. Okay. We know that because of their voting record. So we can say, okay, here's their voting record. They're baptized. Here's Catholic teaching. They oppose Catholic teaching. It's official. It's on their voting record. Mm. So at least now, we can't say they're formal because I don't know their heart. I don't know if they've been. Now, I think Nancy Pelosi, we can call her a formal heretic. Why? Because a pope told her. So it's not like she can say, I didn't know that abortion was against Catholic. Nobody ever told me. No, Nancy Pelosi, the vicar of Christ told you. So she now goes from material heresy to formal heresy because she's been told. So now she has full knowledge, and with her free will, she has deliberate consent to oppose the church's teachings, right, which she does. So she's now moved into. Now, I also think Joe Biden is a formal heretic.
Oh, yeah.
Because I believe he's been told as well by some U.S. bishops. And in fact, Holy Communion has been withheld against Joe Biden. And so he's had that conversation with, I'm sure in 47 years, Ruben, I'm sure there's been a courageous bishop or two or a courageous priest or two that has told him, your position is antithetical to 2,000 years of Catholic teaching. You must renounce your position and conform back with the teachings of the church. So I'm positive that he's also in formal heresy. And by the way, if a person maintains to be in formal heresy, once they've been told by a prelate, by somebody in proper authority, at this moment, especially the issue of abortion, it's such an egregious law, they're automatically excommunicating themselves.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people, like you said, at their judgment, at their exit interview, Ruben, you know who's going to be in the jury box? Mm. 60 million babies are going to be in the jury box right there, and they're not going to be calling for that person's mercy. They're going to be the jurors, and they're going to say, why didn't you stop this? You had the power to stop this. And if some people say, oh, Jesse, you're being judgmental, the babies are going to be pleading for God's mercy, then you don't know your Bible very well, because in Revelation chapter 6, it says those people that are killed for Jesus, the martyrs, what are they doing in heaven right now? They're screaming to the Lord for vengeance, to take vengeance upon their killers. That's what the saints are doing in heaven right now, based on what we know in Revelation chapter 6. Ruben, these politicians, one at a time, are going to be in front of Jesus, the King of Kings, is going to say, so, Joe Biden, what do you think should happen to you? And he's going to turn and he's going to say, let me ask these 60 million babies.
Yeah. Jess, I think the church needs to go back to excommunicating these people. Just formal excommunication.
I get formal, yeah.
Formal excommunication. And that way that they had a choice to make. Say, look, you're outside the church. You know, you're in spiritual peril. If you die right now, you're dying outside of the church. And get your stuff together, man, because time is of the essence. She's no young, you know, she's in the twilight of her career. And So
she's almost at home plate, Ruben.
Yeah, she's already
All that plastic surgery. Trust me, it's don't fool yourself. She's a very old lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. The third base coach is like waving her home. Come on, Nancy. Oh man. So this is something I think maybe when the church gets its bearings, we'll have a courageous pope that will start reintroducing that, and then reintroducing.
Well, we're supposed to have.
Who?
Ruben, according to the tradition, before the second coming of Christ, we're supposed to have, as I recall, another lion in the papacy, so to speak.
Good. Pope Leo, yeah. Pope Leo or Pope Pius the X. You know,
yes. Yeah. Hey, Ruben, I also want to just tell the audience to pray for Father James Altman. He's taking rounds right now. He's taking fire. Father James Altman is a priest from La Crosse, Wisconsin. He's one of the bravest priests out there right now.
Yes.
He just gave a homily that he says Democrats are going to hell. And it looks like he may be paying repercussions by his bishop. They're looking at canonical penalties against him for speaking the truth. So pray for Father James Altman and that they not remove him from the priesthood, because, boy, he's a voice of reason. And he's like a prophetic voice, like a John the Baptist right now.
Well, Father James Martin put out his bishop's number for all of his constituents to call the bishop from Wisconsin to call and hammer Father Altman for what he said about Father James Martin. So conservatives have put out the bishop's number so that they could call and say what a great job Father Altman's doing. And that was a terrific 10-minute speech he did on abortion, and he slammed the Catholic priests and bishops that are not true to their vocation, you know, and calling a spade a spade, and that was excellent.
Ruben, and I want to give kudos also is the Texas bishop who's on our network, Bishop Joseph Strickland. He tweeted right after he heard that homily from Father James Altman in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Yeah. And he backed him up.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Bishop Joseph Strickland says, I'm embarrassed. He says that it's taken me this long, to say something like Father James Altman. And he backs up Father James Altman 100%.
Yeah, I've shared that with my non-Catholic friends, too. So they said, hey, that's awesome. Right to the point, man. It's right on. Right.
Yep.
We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about Sleepy Joe, Joe Biden, what he's been doing 47 years in Washington.
Join VMPR live on YouTube September 12, 2020 for our latest free conference, The Ultimate Challenge. This exclusive virtual event will feature a brand new talk from Jesse Romero, How Apologetics Brought Me Back to Faith, plus never-before-broadcast video presentations from Father Mitch Pacwa, Dr. Scott Hahn, and the late, great Father Benedict Groeschel.
And the question is, how do you understand the words of Jesus? This is my body. Not this bread is my body, but this is my body. This is the cup of my blood. And may I state categorically and emphatically that you cannot understand it. It is a mystery.
Go to vmpr.org to register now and get ready to face the ultimate challenge.
Absolutely mysterious.
Leviticus 11:44 says, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy." Saint Vincent Pilate said, "You must be holy in the way God asks you to be holy." God does not ask you to be a Trappist monk or a hermit. He wants you to sanctify the world and your everyday life. May God show us the path to holiness and help us to follow it all the days of our life.
Mm-hmm.
buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are the LASD, leaving all sin destroyed. We're out here trying to spread the word. Why, Jesse, why do we keep talking about the elections, man? Tell us why we keep talking about it. Some people might be saying, that's politics. Why? This is a religious show. Why are you keep talking about this?
Reuben, you can't separate the two. That's the reason why. I'll tell you why. Because politics affects us as followers of Christ, affects us as people of faith. Why? Because we live in the world of Caesar. We don't live in heaven, at least not yet. And so the fact of the matter is that Catholic Christianity has always taught that we're supposed to be the conscience of the government. It's Christianity in every single, basically, epoch of human history, especially Western civilization, where the church has been, the gospel principles have purified the government. Because, Reuben, without the gospel of Jesus Christ, you get things like communism. You get things like Nazism. You get things like Mussolini, fascism. And so I look at it this way. Think about a railroad track with a train and its boxcars. Politics is just the caboose. The engine is objective truth. And objective truth comes from the Catholic Church. So you can't separate the engine from the boxcar.
Yep.
Or the boxcar will crash. And so again, the engine in life is revealed truth by the Catholic Church, what we call the perennial teachings of the church, and politics, it's just the caboose. And in fact, there's a founding father, Thomas Jefferson, he says, an educated citizenry is a vital requisite for our survival as a free people. And the last point, Reuben, is this. Let's not forget that the Catholic Church is a supernatural institution. It's the body of Christ.
Yes.
Politics or the government is just a natural institution. And so let's remember, supernatural, supra, it means above the natural. The church's teachings are above the government because the church's teachings come from God and the government's teachings are man-made, and government teachings have to be informed and purified by Catholic thought. I think I've said it all.
That's right. We're going to go to this article. Go ahead and start it, Jess. I'm trying to pull it up, but
okay.
Get it in a minute.
It's called, it's kind of funny. And you know what? And on a serious note, say a prayer for the conversion of Joe Biden. I mean, this guy's a nasty man. Pray for the conversion of this nasty man. And why do I say that? He has 7 credible accusations from females of sexual harassment. And this one, this is number 8, okay?
Yeah.
A Secret Service agent got suspended years ago after shoving Joe Biden when he cupped the agent's girlfriend's breasts. So when being interviewed at the time of the happening, the Secret Service agent, he said that Biden often roamed the vice president's house naked in the evening, yeah. That he was stark naked, kind of like Weinstein level stuff. And he also added, making reference to Harvey Weinstein, this Democratic rapist, Secret Service agent says that he would mess with every single woman or teen. It was horrible, the agent said to Blabberbuzz News. Now, Blabberbuzz News reported that the secret agent got suspended in 2009 for a week after shoving then Vice President Joe Biden, when Joe Biden cupped the agent's girlfriend's breast while posing for a photo with him. And the altercation escalated so fast, others had to intervene and hold back the agent who was on the verge of hitting Biden. And a source who was a secret agent told the Gateway Pundit under anonymity, the agent feared another occurrence the like could be repeated, so they had to cancel the vice president Christmas meeting at Biden's house, quote, because Biden would grope all of our wives and girlfriends behinds, close quote. And so the people invited to the party were Navy personnel agents who protected the Bidens. And the Secret Service, they failed to respond to an administrative appeal from July, alleging the files related to the incident had been destroyed due to retention standards. Very, very interesting. You got the article there, Ruben?
No. Go ahead, Jess.
Okay. So, in a request made to the Judicial Watch's Freedom of Information Act in May, the Secret Service applied for all the records that served as evidence.
Yeah.
And here's what it said, quote, the records sought shall include but not be limited to witnesses' statements, the agent's statements, victim statements, alleged perpetrator statements, incident reports, investigative reports, communications among USS personnel regarding the incident, and disciplinary records related to the incident for the agent in question. So on July 13th, 2020, in a response to Judicial Watch's request, it seems the Secret Service confirmed the files indeed existed, asserting, quote, there are responsive records or documents pertaining to your request in our files because the above-mentioned files have been destroyed and no additional information is available. Very interesting. However, the veracity of the happening was not touched, demonstrating the fact that Biden inappropriately touched the secret agent woman's breast, that this was in fact true. And so in the lawsuit, Judicial Watch wants to prove the Secret Service's affirmation that it destroyed the proof of the episode. And when being interviewed at the time of the happenings, the agent said Biden often roamed, again, the White House, the vice president's house, naked in the evening, stark naked. Again, Harvey Weinstein stuff. And he would mess with every single woman or teen. It was horrible. The agent stated having Biden around women would make his teammates anxious. The men on duty for the Secret Service sometimes had to stand in front of the female agents like guardians. And in some instances, they even made up excuses in order to distance the women in the group from Vice President Biden. And women in the Navy were their particular concern, the Secret Service agent said. Quote, they weren't allowed to disobey him at all, but we'd take them away under pretended auspices. Again, say an Our Father for this nasty man, Joe Biden. He needs a serious conversion. This guy, Ruben, it's just a record. I mean, you could watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
This man can't keep his hands off of other women.
Exactly. And then you have the fact that he a credible woman, Tara Reid, came forward last year during the, 2019, she kind of made it known that Joe Biden had sexually assaulted her. And all the Me Too women out there, they just kind of swept it under the carpet, you know, because it didn't fit their narrative, because it wasn't a Republican. Had this been, Trump, or had been, you know, someone, well, you saw what they did with Kavanaugh, you know, and that lady who was accusing Kavanaugh in his hearings wasn't half as credible as what this Tara Reid is. It was so damning to Biden's case, his alibi, that she told a couple people about this way back when, and one of them was her mom, and her mom called in to the Larry King show one night and said,
"Hey,
yeah, my daughter was working for a prominent senator. She didn't mention his name, but you know, she was saying who does she report it to? Because nothing's happened about it." And that where the call came from was where Tara Reid's mother lived, where it was, San Luis Obispo or something like that. And she's now deceased, but so they can't ask her herself. But that was Tara Reid's mom calling the show. So it definitely, that was, you can't make that stuff up, you know. But all those records were destroyed. And there's no way that they can get to them. And same thing with this thing here, the Secret Service. Now, Jesse, what would happen if somebody, you know, had had done that to your wife? I don't think Joe Biden, Joe Biden would not be stuttering, man. He'd be silent. Would you?
At the very least, he'd have to visit the dentist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, at the very least, if somebody, would do that to my wife in my presence.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of
they would need a dental appointment.
Jesse, it reminds me of when I was getting hired by the sheriff's department, and they asked me in my oral interview. This was back then, so it was a different time, right? So this is the scenario, Mr. Nava. You're uncuffing a prisoner and you're putting him into the booking cage, and he turns around and he spits in your face. What are you going to do? I said, wow. You know, he spits in my face. He's not only spitting on me, he's spitting on the badge I wear, on the profession, on my guys that I work with. So he's tarnishing that. So he's not just assaulting me, but it is a crime. You know, it's battery on a peace officer. So I'd be taking him off to jail. But before I did that, he'd be taking a trip to LCMC. That was LA County Medical Center. Now, if I had given that answer today, I wouldn't have been hired, but I gave that answer then.
That's right.
And I was all good to go. Because, you know, I mean, we're human too, you know, so that's the most vile thing you can do is to spit in somebody.
Yeah, we're not robots. Mm.
And speeding, in fact.
Yeah, we have a fallen nature too, Ruben.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to use commendable restraint, obviously, and use our
that's how Ruben it takes to me. I'm the young man going into law enforcement today. I commend them because they possess a quality that I probably don't have. Like you just said it.
Yeah.
I mean, commendable restraint. What we call in Catholicism temperance, the virtue of temperance. It's one of the, you know, cardinal virtues and stuff. At this point, I mean, a lot of these young cops, as I'm watching night after night what's happening around the cities, there's got to be a lot of people praying for them, Ruben, because the temperance, which is another way of saying also moderation or self-control, it's supernatural. It really is. It's even beyond natural, Ruben, the temperance that they're demonstrating night after night.
Absolutely. So pray for our law enforcement and pray for these politicians that they'll have a change of heart. We'll be right back to pick up on the other side of the break. Jesus 911, if you want to make a comment or question, 888-526-2151. Give us a call.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we come to understand." According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are back. Iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. And Jesse, we've been talking about sleepy Joe Biden, and he could be another Weinstein. Who knows how many secrets he's had in his closet? And we just mentioned how a Secret Service agent got suspended for a week for shoving then Vice President Biden when he cupped the agent
for defending his wife.
Yeah.
That's always honorable. What he did, defending your wife, is a very honorable thing to do. By the way, Ruben, in speaking about Biden, picked the worst candidate for VP that I've ever seen. And in Spanish circles, in Spanish social media, they call Kamala Harris, que mala eres, que mala eres, which means you are so bad.
Yeah.
Because it sounds, Kamala Harris sounds like que mala eres, which means you are so bad. Ruben, but let me give you a track record of Joe Biden, because we started talking about him here in Muscular Christianity. I think the first show we did was on Jennifer Martin, April 30th, and from there on, you know, we're talking about this candidate. Let me share some of the show titles that we've done. Number one, Joe Biden calls killing babies and abortions essential health care that cannot be delayed. What do you think about that? Here's another one. Joe Biden wants Christians on terror watch list for opposing LGBTQ agenda. Wow. Did you catch that? Yeah, Ruben, we would be on a watch list. How about this? And Ruben, just the media is ignoring 7 women that have made credible claims that Joe Biden sexually assaulted them. How about this one? These are all the shows we've done in the past. This one. Donations to Black Lives Matter wind up in pro-abortion Joe Biden's presidential campaign.
Yeah.
Here's another one. We did Father Frank Pavone about the importance of re-electing Donald Trump. He says, and he gives us the consequences of electing Joe Biden and the Democrats. Here's another one. Joe Biden, I support abortion under any circumstance. Did you catch that? Here's another one. Joe Biden wants Facebook to censor conservatives so he can defeat President Trump. Here's another one. Police union, for like the first time in 50 years, drops Biden for Trump amid anti-police activism. Ruben, because of police and sheriff's unions, generally for decades, they always go for the Democrat candidate because it's a blue-collar job. And, yeah, you know, the Democrats try to position themselves as a blue-collar people. Well, guess what? The police and sheriff unions around the country have dropped the Democrat candidate for the first time in like 40, 50 years, and they're now voting for Trump. Here's another. These are all the shows that we've done. Biden at Muslim Voter Summit. I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith.
Unbelievable.
Ruben, you can't make this stuff up. We have the evidence. These are some of the shows. And again, here's the fake news media. Here's another show we did. Fake news media. Well, I just threw in the fake. It says media calls Biden a devout Catholic. But where does he actually stand within the Catholic Church? Yeah, Ruben, those are some of the shows that we've done. This guy's the worst candidate. He's going to be nothing but like a Wizard of Oz, you know, behind a curtain for the socialists and Marxists that have taken over that party.
I think so, Jesse. I don't see that. I can't see him doing a full year. His declining condition. It's actually sad that they prop him up like that, because he's a sick man. He's not right in his, doesn't have the mental capacity anymore. He's not sharp. Trump's going to eat him alive in these debates. There's just no way he could think on his feet. There's, if he doesn't have a teleprompter and he's not reading it, then he's going to be in a world of trouble, man. He's going to be like on the ropes. And Trump's going to...
Like getting pounded by a young Mike Tyson.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's a nightmare, huh, Ruben?
Yeah, that's not a pretty picture. But, and you know, so he's going to have Kamala Harris trying to do most of his speaking for him in different engagements, because he's very seldom gets out of that basement. And I think they do that on purpose there. They don't want him out there because he keeps sticking his foot in his mouth. Every time he opens his mouth, you know, the things he said about, you know, blacks, there are racist statements, and they don't call him on it. The media does not call him on what he says, you know. You know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, things like that. And he gets away with it. But I think a lot more, I just read that Hispanic, a lot more blacks are coming to the conservatives side. So, you know, it's great. We got to keep speaking out like this.
Yeah, they're red pilling, Ruben.
Yeah.
Because they're realizing that this guy's no friend of blacks or Hispanics. This guy's a socialist. That's all he is.
And again,
Ruben, his running mate, Kamala Harris, she's the most anti-Catholic bigot in the U.S. Senate in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, she openly goes after Catholics. And it's funny. It was Kamala Harris, when she was running against Joe Biden, she actually believed. She's actually in several interviews. She's saying, yeah, we need to investigate this sexual assault of this victim at the hands of Joe Biden. She was, you know, she was completely on board, saying absolutely,
yeah,
this
said,
has to be investigated.
She said, I believe her.
And she says, yeah, basically she believed that the allegations and that of Biden's victims, and Kamala Harris says they should be investigated. Also, Ruben, Kamala Harris really showed her anti-Catholic. Kamala Harris really showed her bigotry when she attacked the Knights of Columbus.
Yes,
she started questioning this Catholic candidate.
For that's who was
that?
Right.
You know, President Trump has selected him to be a judge.
Right.
And she went after him. She started basically putting him through a religious litmus test, and she showed her true colors right there. Her anti-Catholic bigotry is on display on the Senate hearing. And I have to just agree in total with the legendary coach Lou Holtz. We talked about him a while back ago. He said Joe Biden is Catholic in name only. Guess what? Lou Holtz is spot on.
Yeah. And you know, you could probably take this all the way back to when JFK, when he made that statement about his Catholic faith, you know, it was not going to it's not going to affect his political thought. He's going to keep the two separate. It was shameful that he said that, you know. How could you separate that? Your faith, and you know, that goes to who you are, your essence of your moral
that's right.
Judgments and it's all based on your faith and your upbringing, and you can't, that has to play into the way you judge from a high office like that. And so that was that slippery slope. And just, and the prelates, not prelates, but politicians thereafter, Catholic politicians have just caved in, and they've taken him on that. They followed his suit, and they're keeping their faith in one compartment, and their political stances on another. And you just can't do that. And you see the trouble you get into with the Pelosi's and the Bidens, and there's a whole slew of people who do the same thing. There's so many Catholic fake politicians out there, and you don't even hear about their Catholic faith because they don't make it clear. You know, I like people who really, you pretty much the Protestants, politicians, they kind of put us to shame because they know their positions. You know, like Ted Cruz is a Christian. You know certain politicians that they express their faith. They know who they get their strength from God, you know, and they're constantly quoting them. Instead of like Biden and Pelosi, they make a, I'm a faithful Catholic. And they'll maybe hold up the rosary or something to make people think that you can vote for them. And that's what we talked about today. We can't vote for these political hacks that are fake Catholics. I'm just going to say it right now. And
yeah, that's right. Yeah, absolutely, Ruben. Because I'm going to tell you, if you support somebody who's promoting evil on a wide scale, like Biden and like the Democrats, they're supporting evil on a wide scale, not personal. It's not like they're like Joe Biden's personally going home and he's a homosexual and on his personal life. No, he's pushing this. He's trying to maximize damage by pushing these culture of death issues through legislation, and which affects 330 million Americans. That's what you call. This is why Satan goes after politicians, because he knows that a politician, he can promote maximum damage and to promote the culture of death and persecute the followers of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Yeah.
Ruben, another thing about Joe Biden, he's trying to walk away from that scorecard, is that he drafted a bill back in, I think, like 1994. It was a very hardline stance on crime back in 1994. And his crime bill put more blacks in jail than any other crime bill that's ever come out of Congress or the Senate. And now he's trying to back off. He's actually saying, I made a mistake. You know, mea culpa, mea culpa. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. So he's now basically moving away from the crime bill and saying that, he's basically beating his breast and saying that he was wrong for promoting that, because it caused a lot of damage in the black community.
Well, by the same token, Kamala Harris says she's not supported by a lot of blacks because she put a lot of blacks in prison for long sentences when she was the attorney general, and when she was on relatively low grade charges like marijuana convictions, and she had them doing a lot of time, and she didn't go after some of those priests that were being investigated for child abuse, as we know, the homosexual abuse, I should call it, because that's what it was.
Right.
So they're not really friendly with her because of her stance on, and she's, they call her a cop, you know, because she was, it's a branch of the police, law enforcement is the attorney general and as a prosecutor. So we got people.
Ruben, I'll tell you, just to quote St. Pius V, he said, all the evils of the world are due to lukewarm Catholics.
Mm.
Exhibit A, Joe Biden. I'll say it again. All the evils of the world are due to lukewarm Catholics. Pope Pius V, St. Pius V, Exhibit A, Joe Biden. Ruben, take it away.
Wow. All right, you've been listening to Jesus 911. We want you to stay faithful to Holy Mother Church. Love your faith, live your faith, share your faith. And if you like the program, share this program with your family and friends. You're going to be listening to Hands-On Apologetics with Gary Mashuda coming up next. Have a great day. Continue playing that 54-day novena. We love you. Keep the faith.
Out.
10-7.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.